Velayat Faqih, the authority of the jurist, the concept of imamat. In the first verse of chapter Mulk, the Almighty says, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, blessed is he in whose hand is the kingdom. And in the last verse of chapter Yasin, he mentions, فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Therefore glory be to him in whose hand is the kingdom of all things. Mulk is the rule of the Almighty Allah in the kingdom of matter. Malakut is the rule of the Almighty Allah in the kingdom beyond matter. So it is Allah in whose possession are the kingdoms. He rules on His land over His creation through His representations. In the era of the absence of the Imam alayhi salam, the authority possessed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and the Imams alayhim salam is possessed by the just faqih. This is known as Wilayat Faqih, or the authority of the jurist. The jurists are humble and sincere servants of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. The tasks and the authority assigned to the Prophet are the same assigned to the Imams, and in their absence to the Waliyyi Faqih. Wilayat means to rule, to run a state, to manage a nation, and to implement the laws of the divine religion. It is a big and an important task. It does not mean that it brings about an extraordinary position, elevating a faqih from a regular human being. Walayat means to govern and to implement the divine laws. It is a tough and a dangerous position. One of the duties assigned to the faqih is to implement the judiciary laws, that is hudud. In implementing the divine law, is there a difference between the Prophet, the Imam, or a faqih? Is it as such that because the rank of a faqih is much lower than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? For example, the punishment for adultery, is it as such that if the Prophet carried out the punishment, the adulterer would receive 150 lashes, and if the Imam carried out the punishment, would he lash the adulterer with 100 lashes? And if the faqih carried out the punishment, would he be just giving 50 lashes? Or the hakim, the ruler, the faqih, is bound to implement the rule of God, whether it is the Prophet or the Imam or a faqih. The adulterer would receive 100 lashes. Other responsibilities include the collection of khums, zakat, taxations, dues, funds, etc. Whether it's the Prophet, the Imam, or the faqih, the rule and the amount to be paid remains the same. The Almighty has made the Prophet the Wali, the custodian of every Muslim. After him, the duty is transferred to Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and thereafter to his successors, and after them to their representatives, the fuqaha, the jurists. The wilayat possessed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is also held by the waliyya faqih. Among the fuqaha, not all are waliyya mutlaq. Waliyyi mutlaq meaning a whole soul authority. They do not have wilayat over all the fuqaha, jurists of their time, making them able to install and to remove other fuqaha. The fuqaha are duty bound to establish a divine rule. The fuqaha are duty bound to implement the laws of Allah, either collectively or as one individual. And if some could carry out the tasks, it is wajib aini, mandatory on them. And if not, it is wajib kifai. And if it was not possible at all, the obligation, the wujub, does not fall. as they are appointed by the Almighty Allah. If they could, they must receive the zakat, khums, kharaj, and spend them for the welfare of the Muslims. It is not as such that if they could not establish an Islamic rule, they sit aside, but they are duty bound to do as much as it is possible for them. It is the same walayat the Prophet possessed to manage the society, and it is on every individual to obey. This illusion that the governing authority of the Prophet was more than Amirul Mu'mineen and much more than a faqih is wrong. It's the same governing authority in preparing an army, appointing governors, taxations, spending for the welfare. It is the same authority. Then it was to a specific person, divinely appointed, that is the Prophet, or an Imam, and now it's an alim who is adil, a just, qualified scholar. For example, in marital issues where the husband ill-treats the wife, or there is no trace of the husband, and she is not his representative in pronouncing the divorce, initially the faqih counsels, then punishes if the husband is yet adamant, he pronounces the divorce. So walayat faqih is a gift that Allah has given for the welfare of the Muslims, so that the community does not pollute. Safeguarding Islam and the benefits of Muslims, he pronounces the divorce. This is walayat of a faqih. Walayat faqih watches the performance of the president, the parliament, the judiciary, the armed forces from doing wrong. The concept of walayat faqih is proved by the Holy Quran, Hadith, and the fatawas of the Shia ulama, who are the representatives of Imam al-Asr, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Regarding the authority of the jurists, there are two opinions. The first one states that they have a limited authority to the umur hisbiyya only, that is, utilizing the wealth of an orphan, an insane who has no parents, property of a bankrupt, unknown property, property of someone who is away and his wealth is at stake, divorcing a woman whose husband is lost, or continuing with a married life becomes harmful. Umur hisbiyya are those tasks where the Almighty is not pleased by abandoning them. They must be performed, and for them there is no specific person. The second opinion states absolute authority. This opinion states that the faqih, the jurist, is the representative of the infallible Imam. He possesses all the authority that the Holy Prophet held. If he could, he must establish a government, and like the Imams, possesses a wide range of authority, and it is upon the people to obey him. This is the opinion of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi. And based on this, the great Islamic movement came into existence, and the fruit of it was the establishment of the only Islamic government on this globe, which is based on Quran and Sunnah. The philosophy of imamats. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, "Inna al-imamata zimamu al-deen wa nizamu al-muslimin wa salahu al-dunya وعز المؤمنين إن الإمامة أس الإسلام النامي وفرعه السامي. Indeed, imamat is the helm, the steering of the religion, and the management of the Muslims, welfare of the world, and dignity of the believers. Indeed, imamat is the basis of the blossomed Islam and its extended branches. بالإمام تمام الصلاة والزكاة والصيام والحج والجهاد. By the Imam, the prayer, zakat, fasts, hajj, jihad attain perfection. The booty and alms increase in abundance. Through him is the execution of hudud, the judiciary and all rulings. Through him the borders are guarded. The Imam declares lawful the halal of Allah and abandons the haram of Allah. He establishes the limits of Allah. he defends the religion of Allah and invites to the path of his Lord with wisdom and good teachings and conclusive argument. In this glorious saying, the extensive duties assigned to the Imam have been mentioned. Based upon these instructions, the Imam must have a clear and an active presence in the society, politics and religion. With all his might, he must defend the religion of God and implement it. Based on these clear instructions, the intellect says, the representative of the Imam too must possess the same authority in order to be able to carry out his mission. Wilayat faqih means a government based on deen, a government based on religion. God, who wants Islam to prevail and to be practiced in all aspects, 70% of it is through a suitable Imam. This command was not limited from the year 11 to 260 after Hijrah, that is the demise of the Prophet, to the minor occultation. And from 260 to 329 after Hijrah, being the era of the minor occultation. How is it possible that this command is irrelevant to the era of the major occultation? It's 1,000 years that the Imam is in ghaibat, in occultation. It may well be thousands of years until he arrives. In this era, is it not wise that Imam alayhi salam has a representation with sufficient authority? So that the social, cultural, political, ethical, judicial rulings are not shunned and shut. The Almighty, the All-Wise in the glorious Quran says, فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ. Then Allah's is the conclusive argument. Will he abandon his creation without a just leader and with extensive authority? If it was otherwise, it would not be a conclusive argument, and the representation of the infallible Imam will not be suitable and sufficient. Today the government, the rule of the just jurist, is a small reflection of that great rule which humanity is waiting for. The rule of the Savior of all, Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. For us to be able to serve him and to be obedient to him in his Dawlat Kareema, the magnificent government, there is no other way but that we educate submission, obedience to ourselves. And that is by submission, obedience to this divine replica of the rule of the awaited Imam, that is the Wilayat Faqih. Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh says, support Wilayat Faqih so that you are not hurt. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَسِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.